For the past few weeks, we've asked, where is the left? You know, I mean, for the past few some time, we've been asking that. You know, at Egypt, they needed our backup. Syria needs our backup. Venezuela needs our backup. Nigeria, China, the Uyghurs, I mean, we could go on and on, need our backup. So we've been asking, where is the left? And Joel McIver's book arrived and I opened it. And as if in answer to my question, there was Noam Chomsky being quoted advising guitarist Tom Morello of the band. This was 1996, a pregnant moment. Here was a group of young people reaching large numbers, and they were searching for the truth, the authentic truth. They had high hopes for what could be accomplished if truth were in hand. I doubt not that power put them in its crosshairs. Made certain lots of inauthentic people crossed their paths, did all it could to sow dissension among them, did its best to lessen their effect, nullify their impact, and, of course, to pull them off track. This is what power does when it perceives a threat. And in this context, they sought unimpeachable sources. They reached out. And I have to speak on that. At the risk of singing solo voce, once again, I must wade in. Not only was Noam Chomsky speaking on democracy on the first page of Joel's book, but when I turned on the radio that morning, the 11th, there he was again, omnipresent spokesperson for the wise and measured left, it seems. And Joel's book is helping me see more clearly that the metaphor that came to me in pondering Chomsky's impact a few shows back, the Pied Piper of Hamlet, was all too apt. Superficially, I thought, listening this morning, my words and his seem consonant. He too reminds us all that states serve themselves, and implicitly the game of supremacy, and not the people. But this is posed as a failure of democracy, quote-unquote, urging, by example and word, both a left style of patriotism, and we got to start talking about that. Because a left style of patriotism reinforces the state. We'll talk more in a minute or down the road. Both a left style of patriotism, make democracy real or fix the state, as well as an endless and ultimately fruitless quest to be the best, i.e. learn more, get better informed, take on all the left issues, causes, and you'll be making a dent for the next generation to start with. Except each generation, and I can speak on this because I got some gray hairs to prove it, we dig ourselves deeper and deeper in, caught, high-walled in, into creeping or actual, depending on your place in the world, your slotted spot, and depending on the definition, totalitarianism. And what do our wise elders say? And I was thinking of Ann Richards, actually. When you're stuck in a hole and can't get out, stop digging. Stop doing that conventional thing, that conventional wisdom, that knee-jerk following of advice that's essentially but a setup for burnout. You know, it's like that dance we do in nonprofits. You know, you keep busy. We're going to talk about that. Trying to fight the good fight, right? What did we say? I quoted a lyric in Palmer's chat, a CD I played, where he said, hey, a good fight is they sucker punch you down, done, over. That's a good fight. Fighting for decade after decade after decade and century after century. We got to stop saying that's fighting the good fight. No, that ain't. That's surviving. We deserve better than that. And so this is mission accomplished from power's perspective. And don't we just do it? Don't we do all of that? Try to be the best intellects. Put our dedication to the test. Try to soar above the common horde. That's implied, never said. And flame out trying.